Thanks for listening to the Jefferson Exchange today. It is the 12th day of Christmas, so let's hear it for the drummers drumming. It is also the first Friday of the month and the first Friday of a whole new year. So we roll out our First Friday Arts segment, covering and soliciting news of arts events from around the region in the weeks ahead. The mood is just a bit different this month, where December is just awash with peppy holiday events. January is a bit of a resting month for some arts groups. Here to help us make the transition, the Decembrists.
Maybe I should just let it be. And maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January, oh.
Oh, January, oh. Well, what's happening on stages and galleries in January? You can listen or tell in the next few minutes. Got arts events to talk about in your town? Give us a call at 800-838-3760 to take part in our First Friday Arts segment. Phone lines are full at the moment, so you'll get a busy signal at just this minute. But let me get through the first call, and that'll open a line up at 800-838-3760. Starting off, here's Livia in Ashland. Welcome back to The Exchange on First Friday.
Oh, good morning, and thank you so much. I'm calling on behalf of a theater I'm directing for, the Randall Theater. It performs in two different venues on at the Calvary Church in Jacksonville is where it's doing its musicals this season. And then, of course, its own venue in Medford, it's going to be doing its plays. But I'm directing Singing in the Rain, wow. One of the most fun, wonderful musicals I think ever written, and certainly joyous for this beginning of 2018. We open on the 18th, and we run through February 11th. I'm sure most people are familiar with the movie, and the musical pretty much sticks very closely to the movie. So you've got, of course, Singing in the Rain, You Stepped Out of a Dream, Fit as a Fiddle and Ready for Love. You know, pretty much Moses supposes his toes is a rose. It's just... it's just a fun night in the theater. And as I said, we open January 19th. We play Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, and then Sunday matinees. And if people are interested in tickets, they can call 541-632-3258. And they can, of course, get them online at Randall with two L's, randalltheater.com. This, I think, is especially going to be fun because the people who star as Don Lockwood and Kathy Seldon are Robin and Deb Downward. So the couple that has been running this theater for 7 years are finally taking leads opposite each other.
Oh, that's fun.
So, as I said, it's just so much fun. We've had a ball in rehearsals, and I think it's lighthearted enough for you can bring your family, and it'll get you out of whatever the political blues you're in. This is the show to come to.
All right, so that is Singing in the Rain. It sounds like a preview on January 18th, is it, Livia?
No, that's actually opening night.
Okay. It was January 18th through February 11th then, and this is at the Calvary Church in Jacksonville.
Right, on 520 North 5th Street.
Okay, Singing in the Rain. So are you actually going to wet the stage down, or does the Gene Kelly figure get to not get wet at that point?
Well, you'll have to come and find out.
I had a sense you'd say that. Thanks, Livia. Good to talk to you, as always.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Sure. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. That opens up a phone line, 800-838-3760. Here is Dina at Cafe 116 in Ashland. Welcome to the Exchange.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. Hey, Cafe 116 is, you know, proud to support our local art community by providing a venue to feature their work. And we're really excited about the new artwork that went up on the walls last night. It's a collection called Drawn Together. And it was done by the National Arts Honor students at Ashland High School. I don't know if you're aware, but Cafe 116 operates under the LLC of Ubuntu. Ubuntu is a Zulu proverb meaning I am because we are. It's a quality that includes the essential human virtues, compassion, and humanity. So we contacted Stan Scarf over at the Ashland Art Department and asked if his students could come up with a collection based around that theme. And they've done some amazing work. They are dedicated to constructing a supportive art community here in the Rogue Valley. And their mission through Drawn Together was to showcase the artistic abilities of the Ashland High School youth while giving back to the community for all that they've given them. I'm really excited to have the kids there tonight. They'll be there from 5 to 8. And come see their artwork. It's for sale. All the funds will go back into the art department. And in the spirit of Ubuntu, they will be donating 20% of their sales back to Ashland School Foundation, which supports all the schools in the Ashland School District. So, really excited. 5 to 8, come on out. We'll have delicious bites and beverages. Caldera will be doing beer tasting. You know, we'll have some samples as well as our full menu for people to enjoy. So,
all right. That's Cafe 116. What's the address?
116 Lithia Way.
That makes it pretty easy in Ashland. Okay.
Yep.
Drawn Together is the show. Thanks for calling us, Dean. Appreciate it.
Great. Have a great day, Jeff.
You too. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Two phone lines open at 800-838-3760 to tell the state of Jefferson about the arts events coming to your town. 800-838-3760. On the line now, Mike at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good. Well, as you alluded to, we don't have a lot going on this month either, except that we're looking forward to the summer. And we are doing announcements earlier than we have in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
That kicks off next Tuesday, January 9th, 9 a.m. We are announcing the 2018 Brit Orchestra season, and we're really excited about it. Music director and conductor Teddy Abrams has come up with a really interesting program this year. It's got a thread. I can't tell you about this because we're announcing this on Tuesday, but I'll give you a few teasers here. He's come up with a thread, a common thread throughout, that focuses on a famous 20th century composer whose birthday happens to be 100 this year. So those of you who want to go do a little research or probably already know, got that hint pretty well.
Bernstein. Sorry, I read too much of The New Yorker to not know that.
That's all right. I also would like to mention that we have a soloist coming back that we had last year. She was very popular. And we have another soloist returning who's been here many times before. Now, I'm excited about this because, as you know, Jeffrey, I'm a bass player. So we've got a bass soloist coming this year. Many people will know who that is as well. In addition, we have a very well-known violinist, vocalists, commissioned works, a really nice program. I'm really excited about it. And really, as you can tell, I can't wait to start talking about it.
Right. Well, let's go back a little bit, though, because you did make some clips available for me. So let's hear a little bit of the Brit Orchestra last season playing John Williams' theme from E.T.
Great.
Well, that's, if anybody's ever seen the movie E.T., The Extraterrestrial, they recognize that theme, and that is the actual Brit Orchestra playing it, right?
It is. It is. They're wonderful. I was listening to a cut from the year before yesterday, and just, we truly have a world-class orchestra playing. It's amazing music. Another thing I'd like to point out is that we're reducing the ticket prices again this year. You'll see a little bit different pricing because we've got new seats going in, and we're with the orchestra season only, we're going to go with tiered reserved seating. But the top price has dropped.
Mm-hmm.
The lawn prices have dropped. We're going with $45 and $20. And, of course, the lower ticket prices for the Pops concert. So it's really worth coming out to this summer, and it's really worth getting your tickets. The other nice part is we're not having a pre-sale. You can start buying tickets on Tuesday.
So the announcement event for the season itself on January 9th, which you said is Tuesday, right?
Yes. So we're announcing just by letting it out there to the public. We'll be talking it to lots of media and getting the word out that way. We're not doing a big party. However, we are still doing a big party in February. That's the gala, and that is our benefit for the Brit Orchestra with Teddy Abrams and Brittany Simpson playing. All of this you can learn about at britfest.org. Just look under the performances tab on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
If you have questions, you can call into the box office at 541-773-6077.
Okay, Mike Gantenbein at the Brit Festival. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, take it easy. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to share arts events from around the region with listeners elsewhere in the state of Jefferson. Call us at 800-838-3760 to spread the news about your arts event, 800-838-3760. Next up is Barbara at Liberty Arts in Yreka. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you all there at JPR.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. We are having an opening on at Liberty Arts Gallery in downtown Wairika, January the 12th, which will be 5 to 7 p.m., and the exhibit actually runs through February the 16th. And this one is called One Family Inspired, and it features the work of Dolores Mitchell, her husband James Osgood, and daughter Anne Mitchell. And the curator, Robin O'Brien, stumbled across Dolores Mitchell's vividly colored images of grain silos in an edible Shasta Butte magazine. And she fell in love with the paintings of aged rice dryers and silos, birds, and crops.
Did you say edible Shasta Butte magazine?
Yes. The magazine isn't edible, but that's the title of the
magazine.
Okay, I know. I wondered about that. And she then discovered that Dolores was a matriarch to an artist family. And, as I say, her husband, James Osgood, produces minimalist sculptures inspired by nature using wood and cast bronze. And it's crafted wherever possible only by hand tools. And her daughter, Anne Mitchell, is a dreamer with photography, influenced by surrealist painters such as Magritte. And her images explore the essential characteristics and acceptance of change. They're often inspired by archetypes such as water, nature, and the occasional human character, and her meditations. So that should be an interesting event, you know, featuring three members in one family.
One Family Inspired opens when?
And that opens January 12th, that's next Friday, with an opening reception from 5 till 7. And it's located at Liberty Arts Gallery, 108 West Minor Street in downtown Wairika.
January 12th to February 16th. Barbara, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us once again on First Friday Arts.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Right, take care. Let us now go to Lee at JC Concerts, based in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange and our First Friday Arts segment.
Hello, Jeffrey. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I hear that you've been pretty warm this morning, and we're hoping we can warm up your audience to our concert that's coming up this Sunday, Two on Tap.
Two on
in Medford at Schoen Auditorium at North Medford High School.
All right. In fact, we have a little clip from the folks from Two on Tap. Let's hear a little bit about what they do.
A fast name rhythm, I won't stop picking on me.
So you can, it's the same people singing who also tap dancing. This is a fairly energetic duet, isn't it?
They are the only professional tap dance duo performing live on stages in the world today. They are fantastic. Melissa Giottino, the female member, is like the embodiment of tap dancing today. I mean, it's a very old art form. She has been the star tap dancing on Broadway in 42nd Street, has worked with every famous, notable tap dance choreographer, has won awards for directing tap dancing things herself. They are just fantastic. I mean, it's a tremendous amount of energy, very charismatic. It's magnetic. It just pulls you in, and you can't turn away and not watch and listen to what they're doing.
And who's Melissa's partner in Two on Tap?
Ron DiStefano. He is a Broadway veteran, been in so many things, Babes in Toyland, No, Annette, Cinderella, Fiddler on the Roof, 42nd Street, and on and on and on. These are seasoned, very talented pros that just chew up the stage.
All right, Two on Tap for JC Concerts at the Schoen Auditorium at North Medford High School. When?
It is this Sunday, January 7th at 3 p.m. Tickets are $25, $5 for students, and they can be obtained at the door or online at jcconcerts.org, or you can physically go and purchase them at Piano Studios and Showcase at 2580 Crater Lake Highway in Medford.
All right. Thanks, Lee. Good to talk to you at JC Concerts. Best of luck with Two on Tap on Sunday at North Medford High School. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, and it looks like our final call goes to Dan at the Camelot Theater in Talent. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Jeffrey. Happy 2018. How are you?
Happy 2018 to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Well, we're excited. We are actually kicking off our new season. We ended up the 35th season last month with Mary Poppins, so we got a nice segue into the 36th season, starting out with a spotlight on Julie Andrews.
Oh, boy, couldn't pick a better person to do a spotlight on, could you?
You know, it's great, and she's got beautiful music. Now, I wasn't aware of how proficient her career was on Broadway, but she has just tremendous music. So we've got, you know, of course, a few songs from Mary Poppins. The singer for this spotlight is Rose Passione. She's got an incredible voice.
She does, and in fact, we grabbed a clip of Rose off the web, so you could hear her in not doing Julie Andrews, but doing her own stuff.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mr. Ziegfeld!
That is Rose Passione doing the lead role in Funny Girl. So that is the person who's going to be doing Julie Andrews. She's got a lot of voice for it, doesn't she?
She does have some pipes. She's a beautiful, beautiful singer. And she's doing songs. You know, Dame Julie Andrews, her career includes Sound of Music. There's just a variety of songs that are coming out. When you hear Rose singing like Edelweiss and other songs, it's just beautiful, and it brings back really some good memories back from the old movies and the old Broadway shows that she was in.
And it's been 50 years, I guess, since The Sound of Music. I noticed that people have been celebrating that anniversary. So, yeah, and Dame Julie Andrews still with us and apparently might be able to sing again after the surgery to repair
the
nodules.
Yeah, I heard that. She's been doing some practicing with that, and she's doing some things a little bit, getting her voice back from the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So always nice to see.
When is the spotlight on Julie Andrews at Camelot?
Spotlight opens next week Thursday with a preview on the 11th, and it runs through the 28th of the month. So okay. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening performances, and of course the Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock.
Okay, spotlight on Julie Andrews at the Camelot Theater in Talent, January 11th through January 28th. That is Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Dan, thanks for joining us from the Camelot Theater in Talent.
Good talking with Jeffrey.
All right, take
Bye-bye.
Care.